From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, you're listening to Inside Agriculture. While the 2017 Wheat Quality Council Hard Winter Wheat Tour wrapped up Thursday, as the tour participants came up with an overall estimate of this year's crop based on the 469 total stops made on that tour. Now, Justin Gilpin, CEO of Kansas Wheat, says of the 70 participants on the tour, there were certainly different opinions as to what they thought the size of the Kansas wheat crop will be for this year.
With everything, the uncertainties that we have out west and then some decent-looking yield potential in the central part of the state, it caused quite a lot of discussion and questions on how that final number would come out, and the final number ended up ultimately being here after day three at 282 million bushel production estimate for the state of Kansas. And if realized, we knew the production was going to be down, but that'll be 185 million bushel production less for the state of Kansas than what we had for total production last year.
Now, the three-day average over the fields that were calculated was 46.1 bushels per acre. Now, last week's blizzard and cold conditions was a big story of this year's tour for the participants, who were from five countries and 24 states.
Once they got out there, saw the real devastation. There was still snow standing in the fields, a lot of wheat that had been completely laid over flat, like somebody had rolled it over. But not only just the wheat, but a lot of the roads were impassable. Power poles were still broken off. And then, of course, the impact of the livestock industry out there. So tour participants were there to look at the wheat, but they saw firsthand the real impact of a severe storm that hit the state of Kansas and those communities are going through. But from a wheat standpoint, because of those conditions, you couldn't nor should you really try to get out and do a yield estimate in those fields. There's just no way to really know how that crop's going to respond, because nobody's and none of us have really seen that before.
Well, Gilpin says if it weren't for the blizzard, the problems with wheat streak mosaic virus prevalent throughout the state's crop and the freeze from earlier last week would have been the main story of that actual tour. Well, 2017, it's been a year of odd weather conferences or occurrences in the Plain States. Now, in early March, wildfires devastated grassland, ranches, and livestock. Now, at the end of April, a blizzard stretching from the Oklahoma Panhandle all the way to Nebraska has again devastated infrastructure and livestock herds. Now, if you want to learn more about what producers are facing, we hear from Kansas veterinarian Dr. Mark Olson. Now, Olson's been closely working with producers following the storm and seeing the grim reality of what a blizzard is actually capable of.
I think it's too early to know what our overall death loss is. I've been working with several operations that have had insurance claims, and we have got some early numbers from some places, but there has definitely been more than average loss in especially some of the confined areas. Cow-calf situation, guys are still working on getting that kind of figured out. We've got cows that are calving that lost calves right through the storm. We've got cow-calf pairs that have been processed and put out on grass, and some of those got out. I think we're not going to know the extent of the loss probably for the next several days or even a couple weeks.
Olson warns producers that with the recent fluctuations in temperatures and conditions, cattle and other livestock are under quite a bit of stress. Producers should be on the lookout for other illnesses.
Whenever we have a weather change with livestock that are outside, I always have been told, and I follow it pretty closely, for the next 3 to 7 days after a storm is when you really want to pay close attention for pneumonia, bovine respiratory disease complex. For some of these little calves that got pretty wet, we've got to be concerned about diarrheas and calf scours.
The silver lining of the blizzard that it brought a large amount of moisture to the plains. Temperatures continue to rise and grass will begin taking off in pastures.
With all this moisture, the countryside is going to get green when it warms up, and it's going to happen pretty rapidly. And with that grass growing rapidly, we're really setting ourselves up for grass tetany on these cows that are nursing baby calves as they take on this lush grass. Usually by now, or the first or middle part of April, people have high mag mineral out to compensate for those nutritional demands. So that's something that everybody sure wants to be aware of.
And we'll be back with more right after this.